Irwin, brother and sister, GA, Elms Haven, St. Helena, California. January 18, 1904. Dear brother and sister Irwin, I must ask to be excused from writing a long letter today, but I feel like sending a few words, because you, brother Irwin, are so thoughtful as to write to me often, and your wife has been very faithful in sending me letters. I receive encouraging reports from brother and sister Cress also, and from other friends. I thank you all. During the past few months, I have had so much writing to do in regard to the personality of God and other matters of grave importance that I have worked very steadily, early and late. I have endeavored to warn our people against the delusions of the last days. Brother Irwin, I should like to suggest that if Brother Burden could be given supervision of some line of outdoor work that would take him into the open air, it would be for the health of his soul as well as his body. We hope that soon there will be made some changes that will bring brightness into the soul of Brother Burden. Both he and his wife are very much appreciated by me. His case, as well as that of his precious wife and her sisters, has been opened before me. They are all valuable workers. Let us consider the fact that brother and sister Burden have worked exceedingly hard and have sacrificed their all in order to advance the cause. The Lord will reward them for their faithful service. I love the whole family, and I know that the Lord loves them. I sincerely hope that in the hearts of all there will be felt the deep moving of the Spirit of God. The transforming influence of the Spirit will make possible a blessed blending. My prayer is that our beloved brother and sister Burden may remain connected with the sanitarium, and that they may use all their sanctified ability in an effort to make the work in Australia a success. Plan for him to spend more time outdoors. Constant sedentary employment is not good either for him or his wife. I desire that they shall live and be in health and act their part in the place where they can do the most good.